Just off I-35 in Waco is Tipton International. It's an agricultural dealership that sells all types of heavy equipment. Matthew Walker, the general manager, says he's already seeing a drop in revenue of about 10 to 20% due to drought and tariffs. It's caused a lot of farmers to receive aid from the federal government.
They're in survival mode right now. They're doing what they can to survive.
And tariffs have also hit Tipton International as well.
Steel surcharges is taking a big hit on our equipment. We've had a lot of price increases over, you know, the past 6 months, which has caused equipment prices to go up substantially.
Luis Rivera is an agricultural economist at A&M University. He says farm income's been in steady decline for several years now. And when it comes to tariffs, the damage is already being done in the industry.
Just the talk of having a tariff, that adds a lot of uncertainty to the market because the prices react to news, to information.
Rivera says that farmers are usually pretty optimistic, but they've been facing some pretty tough situations.
They always think next year is going to be a better price. They think next year is going to be higher yield. When you have low prices, you know, for several years, that's going to erode your profits. And then, you know, you're going to wait a little bit longer to purchase or replace your tractor or replace your combine or whatever it is that you need.
Farmers are likely to wait until all the talk with NAFTA and the uncertainty with China is resolved before making any big purchasing decisions for things like large heavy equipment. Dealerships, on the other hand, like Tipton International, have ways to weather these kinds of storms. Here's Walker again.
You have to be diversified in what you do as far as being in an ag dealership. You can't just focus on one aspect of the business, whether it be large farm, construction, things like that.
And Tipton International is pretty diversified. While commodity and cattle prices are down, they've been able to supplement selling replacement parts and by selling construction equipment. Gene Hall of the Texas Farm Bureau says there's an important difference between farmers and their suppliers. Farmers are price takers, not price setters.
In our pricing system, you've got only a few buyers and a whole bunch of sellers. If Farmer Brown doesn't want to sell his corn to me, then I go down the road a piece and talk to Farmer Green, and he will.
And if a farmer's tools or equipment cost more, they'll have no choice but to pay that increase in cost.
And that triggers economic decisions right on down the line. What do I tell my banker? Can I refinance my loan? Can I just pay the interest this year? Or, sadly, at the end of the year or the end of next year, do I stay in business or not?
There may be a number of factors beyond tariffs that trigger these questions, but they'll certainly play a factor as suppliers increase prices and commodities remain suppressed. For KWBU, I'm Will Burney.